No, popcorn.
So you guys are lucky. I didn't even have a song until about 10 minutes ago.
Lucky, are we?
I was coming back.
Wait, this one's not going to make us cry, is it?
No.
Okay, thanks.
The only cry was Chris.
No, I
maybe a little bit.
I turned my head.
So anyway, yeah, so I was like listening. It popped on random on my iPod. And I went, okay, let's try that one. It's supposed to be K-Bone on 2, but I've already
used
like
your iPod. Thing.
My iPhone, whatever.
Okay, is Zune.
Quit heckling the musician.
Yeah, it's supposed to be on K-Bone 2, but it's good enough. Chris will know. Chris will know. Everyone should have this song. But. Let me tell you about a place somewhere up the New York way where people are so gay, rambling the night away.
Yeah. Rambling.
We used to have a lot of fun.
Rambling.
Putting the trouble on the run.
Rambling.
And then you find the old and the young. Rambling
the night away.
Yeah, the rambling.
Rambling.
Everybody
doing it.
Rambling
the night away.
What movie was that in?
Very good.
The one I always think of is Inner Space.
Oh, my God. Such a good movie.
Oh, wow. Back there.
Martin Short's best work.
Yeah, when they first make connection and they're comfortable with each other, like he plays the music inside of his ear and he's just, you know, very
clips onto short. The eardrum.
Yeah.
That's not it, but I have seen that movie. Twisting the Night Away. Oh, is it Animal House?
Yeah,
no, probably. No, that's Twist. That's Twist and Shout.
No, that's right. Well, there's a Sam Cooke. I mean, there's two versions. There's the
Twist and Rod Shout
and the Sam Cooke version.
Twist and Shout is
Beatles.
No.
Well, I mean, it's covered, but
it's Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah.
Speaking of Ferris
Bueller's Shout, Bueller's I'm sorry, it's Shout. Shout is Animal House. Twist and Shout, is definitely Ferris Bueller.
This is a good way to
but
start.
But Sam Cooke, I do love me some Sam Cooke, man. Sam Cooke is one of the biggest legends in music history that ended up being a fucking... I hate calling him a douchebag. He was a douchebag, but like, just a fucking. He was twisted because of his life, and unfortunately, his life took a really bad turn into a hotel room in which he held somebody hostage with a shotgun and then killed himself.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, not a good ending for Mr. Cooke. But in the time he was with us, he put out some unbelievable music.
That he did.
Huh. What's the name of that song? Twisting the Night Away?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, like it's been in several movies, but the one I think of is Inner Space every time I hear it.
Anywho, good evening, gentlemen.
Welcome to episode 137.
Is it really?
Yeah. I just thought I'd randomly.
I was wondering why you had 137 on your chest.
We never announce like what episode.
I know it's not his IQ.
You know it. What the hell, dude? Just started the show.
Damn,
we got like shots fired already.
Come on, it's funny.
I had my full cup.
It was
of
in Gremlins 2.
The Electric Boogaloo.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, The Burbs, Small Soldier, and Manatee. I never saw Manatee. That's not the movies I'm thinking about.
So, Honey, I Shrunk the Kid. I can picture it. Yeah, and then what was the other one she said? The Burbs.
The Burbs.
Yeah.
Gremlins.
I don't remember Gremlins.
Remember that either?
Yeah. Or Gremlins 2.
Fantastic Boys.
I probably saw it way too many times.
Small Soldier and Manatee. Come on, it's got to be.
Small Soldiers.
Inner Space is listed at top.
So that song, I can see how you could probably maybe confuse that with another Sam Cooke song. I believe it's a Sam Cooke song, made also repopularized by Rod Stewart, and that is We're Having a Party.
Nah.
It's got a similar song, a similar feel to it.
Twisting the Night Away. I still say Animal House.
Mm-mm. That's but Shout.
I'm not talking...
If you want to shout...
I get that.
Hey.
All right, well...
Nick's
one of
having
us-
his dinner.
Mainly me. I'll go on IMDb right now and just look.
Oh, Jack's already there.
Technically, this is my post-dinner because as I was doing my last trip of moving, so if anyone who's never been diabetic, which none of you guys are,
Sometimes
stop,
your blood
stop
sugar.
Bragging.
Wow.
Sometimes your blood sugar just drops out of nowhere when you've done a lot of exercise or strenuous activity.
Well, that's so a match out.
Before I left on the trip, it was 120. Perfectly fine.
And then 127, people might say, is a perfect number. That's the number you see in every glucometer in every store is 127.
But by the time I got to my house and undid and just did the first box out of the truck, it was at 70. And then by the time according to Tunefund, it is an animal house.
And that's Matt Treese, and you know he's right.
Yeah, dude, I'm not fucking with Matt. Matt knows his shit.
So by the time I got in the garage, did one box, it was at 70, and then within a few minutes, it was at 60.
You did one box of what?
Unloading one box from my truck.
I thought you were talking about drugs.
And yeah. And so it was like, fuck, because I didn't have anything in my car, nothing. So I had to quickly drive to the nearest gas station where I inhaled an entire bag of Hostess White powdered donuts. It's like, that was my dinner. Yeah.
I think it's wild that you are already moving into your fucking house.
And we haven't been invited yet.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, you haven't.
I'm just muting Jack because he's the loudest on here. He's got his crunchers over there.
He's eating his smart food, trying to make up for it.
I was actually a little pissed. Like, apparently the circuit breaker blew last night or at some point. I know we had a power outage. But the air conditioner went off, and I walked in the house. I was like, why is it fucking hot in here?
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, I was an ass. I had to turn it all back on. I was like,
well, that's awesome, dude. I mean, it amazes me how quickly the whole thing kind of turned around for you. So, you know, I feel like it was just like literally 3 weeks ago when we were looking at the listings with you, and then it came back on, and now you've already closed, and you're moving in. That's awesome. Yeah, congratulations, man.
Yeah, I think the first time I mentioned it to you guys was
beginning of July?
No, yeah. End of June. The first time I saw it was June 23rd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then, Jack, you're muted still. But, okay. He knows. He's just mouthing.
He's trying to be nice with his smart food.
Yeah, and then, you know, I bid and lost. And I think that's when I showed you guys the original picture, just when I bid.
Yeah.
Before I lost it, though.
When you got kicked in the nuts.
Yeah. And then, you know, 3 weeks later, you know, they get back to me and I buy it. Yeah, I closed last Friday. And
awesome.
Basically this whole weekend. And, like, then I did a shit ton of moving on this weekend. And then I've done, like, one load per day, Monday, Tuesday, today. Tomorrow is the last of, like, just got to get the dishes out and, like, a couple little things. And then on Saturday, I got two friends come over to help me move, you know, the couch here and a few other things.
The big stuff.
What about the girl that moved in next to you?
That's what I was going to ask. Have you extended the invitation?
I actually have a picture of her right here helping.
Wow, that's actually really, really close.
Wow.
Is it really?
Helping Nick.
She should be invited over.
Yeah.
That's a keeper, Nick.
Yeah. She actually did. Like, she's a bit of a...
She's filling up dead bodies.
I found this on Nick's iCloud.
Yeah. On Saturday, I think. Saturday, she offered to help, and she did one trip with me. And
was she smiling just like this chick right here?
Okay, so hold on a second. So she offered, and she got into the car with you to your new place of residence.
The second location.
By all means, I can only imagine is an impressive view for somebody who's helping somebody move. She's probably looking at you being like, man.
Yeah.
You got that big D money.
That's how Bundy did it.
Yeah, but she helped me out. Me and Matt have talked about she is an artist, not a New York artist, but she's an artist. She's mostly sculpting, but she can paint some. And so the room that I considered to be the Lego room is going to be like, she's going to help me paint that sky blue and then put some clouds and stuff. And so it'll be pretty cool.
Nick wanted to Jackson Pollock it.
It's true. Well, you can still take a black light to it and find the Jackson Pollock reference or the influence.
Well, that's not so. You got everything going your way right now.
Yeah. Yeah. As Chris pointed out, he's got that big D energy.
What cracked me up was on Saturday morning. I'd walked into Best Buy on Friday thinking like, I'm going to need, you know, a couple of little things like when I move in here. And they're like, oh, tell you what, we'll send a consultant out on Saturday morning and we'll go through and like, although, and
And I was like, okay, guys, I just bought the house. So it's not like I'm made of money right now. They're like, oh, yeah, we'll just go through and, like, make some recommendations. Like, what are you planning on doing in this house eventually? And I'm like, well, I'll do this here and do this there and have, like, an outdoor speaker system and all this. They go ahead and they write down every single thing I'm doing, you know, like I'm talking about. And they get back to me. And I was like, yeah, $18,000. I'm like,
yeah, you got friends for life now, bud.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, do you guys think I got $18,000 just sitting around? Like, yeah, I'm just going to blow it on some TVs and some speakers and all kinds of crap.
Can I tell you something, though? Don't tell the girl you don't have $18,000 lying around.
Yeah.
Just saying.
But, you know, if you do sell those Lego sets that you have, if you sold everything Lego that you have, you probably have.
If I sold my modulars alone, if I just sold the modulars, at probably about $7,000.
Yeah.
Fucking yeah. Get yourself a TV and a stereo with that Lego money. Are you shitting me right now? Go back to the store and say, no, this isn't a pipe dream sale. I want to buy this shit.
You just lay down your Legos. You're like, boom.
You're like, I want this much worth of TV, and just put down your fucking Lego cityscape and see what happens.
Well, what can I tell you? My dad's going to give me one thing. He's like, oh, like I don't want this anymore. You can have it. You can sell it and get some money. Years ago, when Manning went from the Colts to the Broncos, he bought like a framed jersey of Manning. And it's like one of those professional like sports things. It's autographed by Manning and all this stuff in there. And he's like, if you want it, you can take it and sell it. He's like, it'd probably be worth about $5,000. I'm like, okay, because I don't want it.
So you need to go back to that store and get an even fucking bigger TV with your Manning and Lego money.
Can I say something? I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos on how to do electrical stuff. I think I can
how to scam your way back onto Twitter.
Yeah. But don't get me started on that. Because I do have a list. Well, finish your story.
I love how Sherry says, this explains why your hair looks so perfect, Nick.
Dude, if she was only here.
She only knew like why it looks the way it does.
She never says that to me.
Yeah, nobody does, Jack.
I like Randy's comment.
Lego and chill.
Oh, my gosh. There's some girls out there. I'm sure.
I've got lots of 8 pieces, not so many little 2 and 3 pieces, but I got an 8 piece. Is that what you call the 8 piece thing?
They're interlocking if you do it right.
Oh.
So. There's a term for it.
Anywho, well, congrats, man. That's awesome. I do want to come see it.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to make that happen.
Well, we're going to see some of it, I hope, next week.
Maybe
take it to a tour.
The office is actually the only room that's kind of shaping up right now because like that's the priority. It's like that's where I have to work.
That's the money room, man. Yeah, that's where you're going to make it rain.
There?
So good.
Pam there.
Pam? What?
The office.
Pam. Right. Yeah. Gotcha.
It's Jack joke. Come on, you got to stoop down to the Jack joke level every once in a while.
All right. Can I complain about something?
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I want to hear more from Nick.
he can go comb his perfect hair.
You look like you're about to fart, Jack. You all right there, bud?
No, if I was going to fart, I would just fart. I'm that old. I can do it. No, so I sent some more reply, and I keep getting shot down by Twitter. So then
this is about Twitter.
So then if you haven't heard the story, I've been banned from Twitter because I allegedly killed somebody. I don't know what I did. Anyway. So
you threatened to kill someone.
I didn't threaten to kill anybody.
that's true. Nobody was threatened directly by your tweet.
No. So I made a list. I'm starting to make a list of people who are bad people and bad groups that are on Twitter.
Okay.
I started doing that tonight. So the first one, I'll just go with the big one, the Taliban.
As well as I was going to say, the Taliban
can be on Twitter. The Taliban can be on Twitter. Okay, I get it that their approach to human affairs is probably better than mine. You know, I probably have a long list of killing people and torturing people and, you know, being anti-woman. You know, the whole thing. But, you know, the Taliban can have a Twitter account, but I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. O.J. Simpson has a Twitter account.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah, you're Christian muted.
Huh?
It's probably a good thing.
O.J. Simpson has a Twitter account. Mm-hmm. I don't. I know he played for the 49ers. And,
he did his time.
Not for the crime.
Now, I never killed my ex-wife, but to be fair, I've never had an ex-wife. So there you go. Matt has a Twitter account.
Wait, me? Why me?
Yeah, you. What
the fuck?
I was thinking today, I go, why is Matt so adamant about us not investigating?
He acts inappropriately around farmyard animals, but yeah, still has...
It's a Twitter account. But also, he had those dead bodies that were, you know, brutally murdered. And Matt's against us investigating it. Why?
And wearing blue jeans while sledding should be a terms of service violation.
There's a long list. Christy Teigen, I mentioned before, she told someone, go kill yourself.
Jack, you can have my login, dude. I mean, I never use it.
I want mine. And then the Chargers lie all the time on Twitter. The flat out lie. And Trevor Bauer has a Twitter account.
And Aubrey Huff has a Twitter. I don't actually think he got suspended.
He did get banned.
He's a fucking douche.
Yeah, he is. But he had it. How long did he have it? And he was just spewing crap out there forever. Never got banned. But Trevor Bauer, who has beaten women, has a restraining order against him, is going on as beat the shit out of this poor woman because she wanted rough sex, supposedly, but beat her when she passed out. Trevor Bauer has a Twitter account. And I don't. So I'm going to make a big list. But I want to ask the listeners, if you follow me on Facebook.
It's going to be a big list.
Yeah, but
big list.
You taught your granddaughter how to say, God damn it. So,
God damn it.
Yeah,
she doesn't say it anymore. So anyway, if you have people out there.
I love how Matt likes to bring and highlight up his own comments.
I have to, because there's no point in trying to like say it.
That's why Matt shouldn't have a Twitter account. But anyway... If you're listening out here and you know someone that shouldn't be on Twitter that is on Twitter, send me – you can't send it to me on Twitter, but send it to me. And if you follow me on Facebook, send me a DM.
Oh, Randy got the ban hammer too. What did you do?
What?
Oh, he's back now. Oh, he's back now. But he got the ban hammer. I'm curious.
Did you tell one of your jokes?
Fucking delinquent listeners.
That would probably be the –
Yeah. I love it.
Did we even
got a ragtag anything? Group of listeners at the Ramblecast?
You got to tell us what you did, Randy.
Jack, you can have my handle if you want.
I don't want your.
You can be
handle.
Jack in Boston.
I don't want to be Jack in Boston. And like I said, my crackpot sports one got banned.
Do people still use Twitter? Like, is that still a thing, or is it just a shit ground, like a dumping ground?
Now it's the point. I don't mess it, even though I have my
yeah. Like, I mean, do people actually fucking use Twitter? Like, is that a thing that people do still? Like, it's definitely not a reliable source of information. I go in there every once in a while to make sure I feel better about myself because there's so many douchebags out there.
But I had a lot of friends that were San Diego Charger fans and Padre fans, and we all talked. It's just a matter of principle now that, again, my crackpot Jack sports one guy, I literally said, I didn't even like that tweet or retweet that tweet. How does this one get banned? I got some word today. Sorry, you're still banned. Fuck off.
Huh.
I'm distracted here.
I was distracted too because I noticed that Trista just emailed us a bunch of photos of Woodstock 99. So I was kind of going through those. So
when you said he sent photos, I was a little worried there, but okay.
Well, I assume that that's why you need to get back to your Twitter.
Unsolicited dick pics.
Those aren't bad. Yeah. Those aren't bad. Yeah, I mean, you know, when you wake up at 6:30 in the morning, you look and go, okay.
So Randy, you're serious. So you said anti-vaxxers would just die off, and you got the boot for that.
Can I say something? And I like Randy, but what he said was far more worse than what I said.
Okay, well, until you get out of Twitter hell, most of us just really don't care.
Randy said, I'm sorry. I was distracted looking at other shit for a second there that Nick sent over. I'm assuming you guys just referenced why Randy just got booted off of. Okay.
Did you send me something? Is that why my phone went off?
That's actually pretty awesome. And the fact that you get booted off of Twitter for spouting facts like anti-vaxxers are going to you wish they would or they will.
No, he said. I think he said. He said
But to be fair,
I think he's saying he wishes that
we're all going to die off because of people not getting vaccinated.
Nah, you're going to be fine, Jack. You're going to be fine.
No, people that Rich Eisen got COVID. He was explaining the other day how he was vaccinated. He got COVID. He said,
yeah.
He goes, it was the worst fucking thing I ever went through.
Yeah. Did he go to the hospital?
Yeah, he was in the hospital. Really? He goes, I felt like crap. And I guess he gave it to his daughter, who's a 7 or something. He's not sure how he got it because they don't do the tracing thing anymore. But he goes, yeah, here I'm supposed to protect my daughter.
The tracing thing is just too much trouble for people to handle.
Well, now you got big. You go to a football game and you have 50, 60,000 people there. It's like SoFi Stadium. The Rams and Chargers are going to enforce people wearing a mask. I go, there was a fight I had on my YouTube channel. There was a fight. There was no security there. It's this thing went on for like 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah. So you know who started it too? It was the woman that threw like the cup. It's like, why? Like, why would you do that? It was perfectly fine until you threw the cup on the guy.
Well, I guess what happened was they were arguing. I found out yesterday they were arguing about the move from St. Louis to LA, where there was a St. Louis Ram fan. Mm-hmm. I think it was the big guy that ended up getting his just snot kicked out of him. Mm-hmm. And one of the fans below, they were arguing about the move. And then when she threw the Coke, he thought it was one of them. And he turned around and started whacking him. And that guy took – I mean, it was a Charger – an old Charger fan. If you watch it really closely, he's getting smashed by the – he's sitting behind the guy. And so he takes his feet and gets the guy in the butt and pushes him over the seats. That's what did the guy in because he lost the high ground.
I love this is all happening in preseason.
Me and Matt in that line just had a mental like, connection without saying
You underestimate my fandom.
Yeah. It's over. I have the high ground.
Well, the guy that got the shit kicked out of him has been banned for life. The woman, I think, is going to be banned for life.
Her
husband was in the big yellow. He was the big guy in the yellow shirt. That when the Anakin. Guy was just trying, he was just trying to get out of the. Okay, I've had enough. I'm getting out. The guy just punches him twice and just almost knocks the shit out of him.
And yet, Chris is still allowed every arena.
So how is that possible?
In the Boston area. I cannot believe that this took this long. I'm telling the story to loop in.
I wonder because how do you enforce ban for life at a sporting event when you could just have someone else buy your ticket?
Exactly.
Well, here's how it works. So I actually know people who are involved in it.
Excuse me, you would know because you
I know because I know people who actually work at Gillette as well. There is an entire room where the employees can see, the security team sees that they do have like a wall of people that they know.
I couldn't put on a fake mustache, especially now with the mask. I would just wear the mask in.
Yeah, true.
Well, speaking of masks, anyways, so Dead & Company just kicked off their tour last night, actually, in Raleigh, North Carolina. And they were the first of the bands that I've seen that have instituted a vaccination/test results requirement for their shows, which I think is fucking great. So the rules state that you do need to either provide a vaccination card with evidence that you've been vaccinated or show a test result within the last 72 hours to enter at the venue. And if you're in the pit, you have to be vaccinated. And of course these rulings have opened up, boatloads of conversation in the comment fields. Of course, we have an overwhelming majority of people in the United States who have a fucking virology degree who are sharing their information. Their information in the comment sections of these posts. Right. So which I think is great though, because I think it's reinforcing, safety practices that some people are gonna fucking hate. But at the end of the day, if you don't like it, don't go.
I read something though that there's a lot of counterfeit vaccination cards.
Yeah, there are
people are just like, oh fuck it, I'll just make it because
that's a special brand of fucking dickhead. Right, so
I'm not defending it. I'm just
in my opinion, that's fucking anything. Second degree, like, or not murder, but like that's fucking manslaughter. Right, if you're forging a document that says you're vaccinated and you actually get somebody else sick, fuck you. I hope you burn in hell.
Wow.
Yeah. No. Hey, don't. Why the fuck would you do that?
Don't put that on.
No, it is kind of a weird thing. It's kind of like
I don't understand. I'm not defending those people. Here. I'm just saying that people are just fuck you. I'm gonna do whatever I want. That's the attitude of most.
Especially now with masks, like either you're wearing them or you're not. But it's kind of weird to me when I see the people that are wearing it half down.
Yeah, it's like wearing your dick out your zipper of your pants. Like, it's the same shit.
Well, I do that.
That's why you're not on Twitter, Jack.
I mean, the only time that I you know, like, might pull it down is to talk to someone if I'm going back.
Well, did you guys see the Field of Dreams game?
No. Yeah, so cool.
I was so jealous. I wanted to be there so bad.
I know. They did a nice job.
It was great, and the game was, unless you're a Yankee fan, the game was outstanding. But they showed everyone in the stands. There was only like 6,000 people there, maybe. Everyone had a mask. Nobody had it was down here. It was up here. It was.
Yeah.
They're holding it in their hand. Nobody was wearing the mask. I go.
Well, you wonder why we're going through like a second wave of the pandemic.
Have you seen the map?
Well,
it's just bright red.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to speak up because you guys are always of one way and I'm usually the other. So
maybe I go both ways.
But what they're showing now, especially with the Delta variant, is the Delta variant came from India and it came from a shitty vaccine that was allowed to mutate within people's bodies.
But
and
you've been to India.
I have been to India, but it was 5 years ago.
And you're on fucking Twitter.
you're never going to get an honest word in. You know that, don't you?
With whom?
Just warning. You.
I mute myself when other people are speaking.
The thing is, what they're saying now is that a lot of the spread is coming from actual people who are vaccinated, not unvaccinated. But the people who are hospitalized are the unvaccinated because they don't have the antibodies that are being generated from being vaccinated. So I definitely agree. You should be vaccinated. But I also agree with people who are hesitant because I was sort of one of those people for a while. I'm not anti-vax, but I wanted to have FDA approval before I got vaccinated. And yet we still do not have that yet.
Yeah,
so
we do.
We have emergency only.
They haven't officially. It hasn't.
Oh, well,
they're expecting that to happen, I think, in the next couple of weeks.
Nick is correct on this one. You're wrong.
Yep, Nick's right.
No. Hey, look.
It's just saying.
Hold on, let the man finish.
Let Nick finish, Matt.
Okay.
I just say, like, so it's well, I get it. I get hesitancy because especially if you're 20 years old, hell, even if you're 30 years old, you have a perfectly healthy immune system. It's like, you know what? I would rather take the risk. I don't agree with it, but I understand people that do that. It's like, I would rather take the risk and let my immune system figure this out. Then have an untested vaccine in my body, unproven. But hell, you don't know anything about the coronavirus and what it's going to do to your body 30 years from now either. So it's one of those. It's like it's a catch 22. You're damned if you, damned if you don't. In multiple ways of thinking. Back to your point, though, Chris. I wanted to address this too. You're talking about like people requiring proof when you go to a concert. If you're already vaccinated. Why the fuck do you care? You're not going to die from it. You're perfectly fine.
So show your card.
I'm saying, to you, if you're next to someone who's unvaccinated, even if you get it, it's going to be so mild to your system at that point that you probably won't even notice.
So no, and you're right, Nick. You're 100% right in that statement. I think that my follow up to your point is actually what address this too, right? So. You mentioned just a second ago, and you said that, you know, some people might be hesitant. And I also, by the way, firmly believe that is what I can't read. You have a doctor's handwriting, Jack.
Why don't you type in the chat and then I
can. Yeah, there you go.
I'm not in the chat.
You should be logged in.
So here's the point that I wanted to make. So you mentioned before that there's people who don't want to get vaccinated because they want to wait for FDA approval, this, that, and the other thing.
Right.
100% understand that. I get that totally. And then you also you also bring up the idea of like why was it bothering me, mm-hmm. right? I won't get it. You're right. I could get it, but I'll get a much, much, much milder case, if not even an unnoticeable case, right? Mm-hmm. But the point is, it's not about me. It's about everybody else, right? So if the idea of creating a safe environment at a concert is a, I feel, a morally and socially and ethically responsible way to still have the form of entertainment that many people want to enjoy, but also reduce the potential of said event to become an event that's going to kill people. Mm-hmm. Right. So for the idea of being able to hold a concert and maintaining a level of safety by saying, if you're going to be in the pit, which is shoulder to shoulder, face to face, you have to be vaccinated, right? If you're going to be in the stands, you either have to be vaccinated or show that you have a negative test in the last 3 days. The benefit of that is making sure that, yeah, sure, not me. I'm not going to suffer the consequences nearly as bad as somebody who's unvaccinated. But what that does is it ensures that this event is going to have as minimum of a negative impact as humanly possible on the society. And that's my point.
That's a fair argument.
And that's my point with everybody else who that's a very loose term. I say everybody else. I don't mean that in a dickhead way, but the idea of people who choose or not don't want to get vaccinated yet still put themselves in positions socially in society that could negatively impact the rest of our society. And what do I mean by that? Someone who's anti-vax, or even I'll say this, and you might disagree with me, and that's fine. Even people who are choosing to wait, it's of my opinion that you shouldn't say, I want to test my immune system at the expense of others. Like, I feel like that you should have that moral responsibility to not put yourself in positions that might be a micro version of a concert. What does that mean? Being in a shopping mall or at a movie theater or any of these places that you could be part of the problem. That's my point.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with, you know, because I'm such an individual person and individual responsibility.
Shocking.
Yeah. I agree that, like, if I was not vaccinated and it was an indoor concert, I would not go, because it's like the odds of me getting it are so much higher. But and then like something like an outdoor, you know, like a baseball game, the sun's there, air's flowing. So the odds of you getting it are very slim at an outdoor venue versus an indoor venue. And so it's things like that you have to consider.
So to that point, that was the case 6 months ago. Hmm. It's not the case now. With the Delta variant, they have shown that it's like, what, it's like 10 times more transmissible.
Yeah, it's more like the flip.
So one could even say, and I am not a fucking scientist or a specialist in this, but going by the strict numbers of the 10x more transmissible, it's got to have a significantly increased opportunity for you to get infected, even if you're outdoors in an outdoor venue with that many people.
Yeah, but I'm saying
I can only imagine. That's just common sense to me.
To make my first point, like I was saying, like it's never going to end, and you can't. I don't agree with governments. Doesn't matter if it's city, county, state, federal.
Saying, okay, like, Ron Swanson.
Ron Swanson was awesome. I can't help it. But yeah, like
Ron Swanson was pretty awesome.
I don't agree with government
Bacon.
Mandating or telling you what you can or cannot do. It's different if a stadium or a restaurant or anything else says, we don't want your business unless you're vaccinated. That's perfectly fine with me. It's their choice to protect their customers and their employees. But as a government should never, ever tell somebody what to do. Because that's the difference between being a citizen and being a subject. And I don't agree with elected officials who are, you know, telling us what to do. I just don't.
I know Matt had something to say.
Yeah, something smart ass.
Well, I already put it in the comments.
Wait.
Yeah, well, this time
we should do a commercial break.
No, we're not done yet. and so, like Matt says, like, we're going to reach herd immunity. We're never going to reach herd immunity because it's going to constantly evolve because this
I wasn't even talking about reaching – I was talking about reaching herd immunity.
But that was in the beginning. Yeah.
But that's back when people were denying that it came from a lab, you know, and now evidence is showing more and more that it was created in a lab in China, and that's why it mutates so quickly. It's because it is man-made.
Well, there was another thing too, where another variant has come out, and they said, "Well, the Delta virus,
the lambda,
yeah, is it worse?
but it's been held back because the Delta is, I don't know, it's so confusing.
But that's trilam.
That's, I mean, you know, like I said, like Chris said, none of us are scientists. None of us know right. what we're reading is true or not true. It's all bullshit. But like, that's what the last one I was talking about with the Delta variant is that it's because the vaccine that was developed for India was such a weak vaccine compared to our vaccines is that it was allowed to mutate within the body. And that's what viruses do is they mutate, to adapt. It's
the nature of a virus.
Body. Yeah. And that's what happens. Of course, you would get on a plane. You transfer it to someone else, and that's what happens. And that's why children now, even though they're not getting sick from it, they can carry it in their nose and spread
but
it.
But some kids are being and they're dying from it.
But it's right. very, but it's very slim. Like if you look at the number,
I know. It's when it comes to
like
kids,
a total of 500 kids in the U.S. I think is around that from the time COVID has started have died from COVID. But if you look at flu numbers. Every year, it's the same thing. So it's like
I get that, but it's like you know, for me, it's 500 kids too many
on something but that could have been preventable.
I mean, I get everything you're saying, and I kind of lean more your way, as we've talked in the past. But to me, I it's like I'm almost like Chris. It's like you know, okay, I don't know what they're pumping into me, but if it can save people. I'm gonna take a chance.
Here's my other thing too. What you just said is I don't know what they're pumping into me, right? And you get that sentiment from a lot of anti-vaxxer people. Well, you don't know the government's gonna control you. You're getting microchips put into you. Blah blah blah.
No, I don't mean that.
Fucking no, dude. Like this is like some of the most incredible advancements in medical technology and how they developed this mRNA vaccine. Like it's fucking awesome. First of all, and the fact that they are able to do such amazing work in the time that they had and get it into people's arms in the span of a year, that's fucking bananas.
But that's what's scaring people.
That's what's
yeah. So what grounds do they have to be scared? Right. It's the same equal argument of saying, okay, there's not. How do you know they're not getting anything? How do you not know there's something in it? How do you know? But dude, this is literally how we fucking eradicated polio. Right, we came up with a fucking vaccine, and the entire country got it.
There's a difference, though. This is an mRNA vaccine. It's completely different.
Got it. You're right.
But what I'm
based
saying,
on what I just mentioned about how amazing the mRNA technology is.
Again,
and
I'm not a scientist like you are. I'm not a scientist like I get it, but we don't know the long term effects of the vaccine they're putting into us. But they don't know. Because they really don't know, they don't have a handle on what corona is. I mean, do they have it? I mean, I guess they do. They do, but they don't. Every day it's a different. Every day, even with the Trump administration, the Biden administration, it's a. There hasn't been one solid plan through the whole thing. Am I right?
Okay, but
I would disagree.
I would say
wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. You don't have to wear a mask. Oh, you have to wear a mask.
Right, but you okay? So for one. You also had an administration that didn't want masks to begin with. So that there was a very,
I agree 100%.
There was a very big push to not be masked. Then it became a political decision and it still continues to be this dumb political thing where we can't just implement what they are telling us. But I will say that just the science,
that's the problem.
Science continually investigates and searches. And that is one thing that we do have to trust is that science will continue to search for the truth and the answers through the scientific method and not by randomly guessing or deciding that like, well, now I'm going to believe this. Yes, things will change because more information will come out. And as the virus has mutated, you know, the number of scientists that are trying to rush to try to figure out and try to stay one step ahead of this. Yes, it's something that I think we're going to deal with for the rest of the decade.
Until we
accept that the medical professionals and the scientists are doing the best that they can to help save us. So my comment in the chat earlier was basically saying that 70% vaccinated to reach herd immunity. We're never going to get to that point. No, not at this rate. Because of the variant. Had everybody gotten that much to begin with, then individuals that might be saying, okay, I can't get this because I might have an adverse reaction to it. Or those that have very weakened immune systems, or children. So we could have protected that other 30%. But the selfishness of, let's say, about 20% has decided...
It's more than that.
It's way more than 20%.
Okay. It's way more than 20%.
Look, I'm saying that there is that...
I used to follow people on Twitter.
That piece of the pie has taken away from those that basically rolled up their sleeves to say, let's do this, and taken away from those that said, I can't right now. And I respect those that said... I'm waiting because I've had other issues in the past. I respect that. However,
that's not the problem, right?
No,
like the people who have like a legitimate concern based upon their own personal history with vaccines, a la
Nick,
right? People who have valid concerns, people who are, you know, have specific, you know, immune disorders or whatever it might be. Those are not the people that are, those are not the people that are causing the problem.
No, it's just people saying, fuck you. I don't want to get it.
It's the people who I don't want to be told what to do. And Nick's one of those people, but he also has a fucking brain, right? Like, but the problem is the people who say, I don't want to be told what to do, blah, 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 but they don't have a fucking brain associated with why. They just want to say, fuck you, don't tell me what to do, without having any type of, like, you know, mental, you know, thought process behind it, right? Or and I think you're alluding to this, Matt, a lot of those people have gotten the flames fueled behind them with the former administration and for what it's worth, you know, the Republican Party right now. I mean, I said it. They're all vaccinated, but every single one of them is pushing against mandates, or pushing against saying you should get the vaccine. They're pushing against.
And I would just slowly trickling in because people
are fucking dying.
But look, and I would just emphasize that those are Republican politicians and not necessarily the entire Republican Party.
I'm sorry, that's what I meant.
I just want to make that clarification because I know someone close to me, like my dad, who staunch Republican, voted up and down, has never voted blue in his life, rolled up his sleeve when it was time to get the vaccine.
That's great.
He knew what he had to do, and he knew that he could do it.
What frustrates me?
Yeah.
It's if Trump would have won, the people that are saying, I don't want to get the shot,
they would have gotten vaccinated.
They would have got the vaccine. Because be fair to Trump, I don't like to give him too much credit, he did push for the speed. He's the one that got the thing going.
Sure he did.
The thing going. And, you know, so he did do that. But those people that you think they would go.
He got the bandit, you know, the solution moving, right? So he got the vaccine companies moving. Yeah, absolutely. Give him all the credit in the world for that.
We're going
to
do this.
But for everything fucking else to prevent.
No, he was terrible. But I do go back to that. What's it? I can never remember the doctor's name. Fauci. He did make a lot of blunders in the beginning.
Yeah.
He was the guy that we're supposed to listen to. And I'm like going, wait, are we supposed to? I can remember saying, are we supposed to wear the mask or not? He's saying we don't have to wear the mask. Do we have to wear the mask?
There was also a big internal push, though, for no masks.
I get that, but
well, it's because Fauci said no mask at the beginning. I mean, it's on like February or March of 2020. Yeah. He's basically saying, like, well, masks don't really do anything because it's a virus. It might stop. It might stop a droplet or two when you're coughing. He goes, but basically, most masks, and they've even reconfirmed this a month ago, most masks that people wear, the cloth masks, will not do shit.
No, you have to have that.
This. You have to have the N95.
We've known that since the beginning.
But people are using that.
Yeah, people are using basically a t-shirt over their face.
No, I'm saying people are using that to say, oh, he didn't know what he was doing, so how can I pump this? It's all bullshit. Like you said, I forget what Matt, you said, your dad's staunch Republican, said, fuck it, I'm going to get the shot. I have my grandkids. I'm old. Mm-hmm. So I said, you know, I had to fight to get the shot earlier. I wasn't scheduled to get it until May.
But here's,
first week of April.
The other inherent problem, and this ties exactly what you were just mentioning, Jack, and Nick as well, because you're mentioning how, like, he did get things wrong, right? But the one constant thing that has happened ever since he's been on
baseball,
Ray. ease his pain. He's gotten in front of every time saying, hey, we're learning a lot of this shit as we go. But here's the thing, like, but people can't accept the fact that the more you learn, the more information there's going to be, and changes to a plan will happen.
I get that.
People don't get that, and they view it as incompetence when it's like, dude, this is the fucking world's number one virologist, right?
You know, I get that, but the problem is you have the internet. That things don't.
You're
things
absolutely
don't go,
correct.
They don't go away. It's just people are still bringing up something that happened back in February of 2019.
And just look, man. The internet just took this. Just took an internet's worth of apparently, you know, internet trained virologists, and in the matter of 2 days, they became military strategists at the same time.
Exactly.
Right. So, like, it's the internet fucking blows in that sense that everyone's just going to have this voice where they can start regurgitating one thing they heard from one person, another person, and put it all together in their own fucking story. That's the internet. So,
who knows? Welcome to podcasting.
I wanted to make one last point to what Chris was saying about how it's become political. And then put it kind of on the Republican Party, which
it's political on both sides, no doubt.
And like I don't like either party. If anyone out there has ever caught on, I'm not either one.
This is the first I'm hearing this.
Yeah. So
is anyone else?
But
I thought you were a staunch communist.
You talk about like because you remember because people hated Trump so much that when all this was happening, when Trump was we'll have a vaccine by the end of the year. Every single news person out there said that's impossible. We cannot have a vaccine that soon. And then as soon as election time came around, October, November, you have Kamala Harris, you have Biden, you have all these people out there saying like, I'm not taking the vaccine because I don't trust Trump. So you're spreading doubt on something that should never have been spread doubt about. From the get-go. I'm not saying that it's all on Democrats because it's definitely on Republicans as well. But I mean, I remember, you know, her and her hyena laugh going, I don't trust Trump, you know, because I can't stand Kamala Harris. Sorry. But that's what I mean. It's just like
Nick is correct on this one, though. By the way.
No doubt. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Because, it's been politicized on both sides. But the problem is, here's the bigger problem. Is that the areas in which it becomes so politicized, and I will say in this for this part of the conversation, by the Republican Party, the areas in which it has been so politicized that has done nothing but fuel the brains of the people who can't think straight and think with logic. And that's a dig from me. That's maybe an unfair thing to say, but I'm not fucking taking it back. So the thing is,
don't put that on Twitter.
You put this in these states, like you look at Florida, you look at the southern states, you look at Texas. All these areas are having such fucking unbelievable problems
with COVID
right now. North Carolina. These are all the same places in which the leaders, the Republican leaders of these states, are actually very much trying to win the Trump vote. That by the majority of these people who are following Trump and not wanting to listen to what this current administration has to say, Fauci or otherwise, and they are feeding into this frenzy where people are feeling, oh, my Republican leaders are they're I'm with them. They know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to get masks. I'm not wearing my mask. We're not going to have mask mandates. This and the other. But at the same time, look at the states. People are fucking dying left and right at a higher rate than almost every other place in the world. When you compare that against Florida,
well California's catching up.
No.
Yeah.
Can I say
every state, every blue state still has a higher death toll than Florida and Arizona and all that. You're getting more infections and more hospitalizations, but the actual death toll is lower.
California's out of control.
DeSantis, even though I'm not always the biggest fan of him, he was correct in the beginning in that he said, who are the people that are most affected by us? It's the elderly, it's the obese, and it's them that are vulnerable. Let's get those people back.
I'm all three. That's basically Florida.
You just described Florida.
Right, that's
Florida.
He put priority, though, to get those people vaccinated first, and that's why Florida did not explode the way New York and New Jersey and other states did at the beginning. But then the Delta variant came along, and it changed everything up.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us are equipped to understand all of the different nuances that we go into each state.
Something.
No, because I haven't said anything for a fucking long time.
You just chose not to say.
I want to say one thing, and it relates to both what Nick and Chris both said. I think it's really dangerous when we continually point to the red blue state thing. It divides us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's like.
And I'm not bashing you guys about it. It's when we get to this point of like more deaths here or more deaths there, it's like we're all into this to fucking
death.
When it first happened, it hit those large metro areas, but a lot of the rural population, it just hadn't reached that yet. So you had waves of this coming through the country based on population or proximity. I mean, my local area, there's not a huge number of people living on top of each other.
I can remember talking about how we said they should be banning travel in through the states. I remember talking when this first happened, and they didn't. Right.
And they didn't.
So, how did it spread? But what I wanted to say is
Go ahead. That was my only comment about just like it adds to our
COVID roles. Happened at the worst time, election year.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. If this is a year before,
we wouldn't be even talking about COVID.
I think both sides
would have said, "Okay, I got nothing to gain on this," because it's all because we need term limits. We just do it.
The other thing too, and I know we want to get off of the political talk because that's not what we're
great.
Here for.
But,
it's a rare time that we spend 40 minutes talking about politics.
I'm having a great time.
Could you imagine like if Trump handled this differently,
he would have won.
He would have fucking won. He would have been the president today.
I've talked about this on the show.
I think we talked about it. Trump had to do was say, wear a mask. Stay 6 feet away from someone.
All the science.
And go around wearing a mask.
And step out of the way and just let the scientists talk.
It would have been a landslide. Don't take the
limelight.
I'm not going to say it's probably for the best he didn't win.
But if it was Bush, seriously,
this week isn't looking too good.
They would have called them masks, you know, and everybody would be wearing them.
But I think Bush would have said, okay, let's wear. I think Bush would have gone on the side of science and said, okay, let's wear a mask.
To be fair, Nick, for that one slight comment you just made,
I heard it.
it would have happened sooner.
No. There's a whole other politic things that we want to talk. I don't want to get into.
Don't want to get into it this week.
Okay, I had a video.
There was a commercial break that we needed to take.
Yeah.
I tried to have one 30 minutes ago.
We had a lot to say. We're putting it in right here.
Nice.
All right. Did anybody watch?
No.
The new Suicide Squad.
No, I was too busy talking about
that. I watched it last week.
What did you think, Matt? Like, I didn't even finish it because, like, it was so all over the place. I just never could get into it.
I had a lot of dad moments with it where I fell asleep watching it.
And you talked about that last week.
Yeah. But I liked the last act. And so,
okay. So maybe I should finish it then because, like,
I liked the last act.
What the hell's going on?
This is a show I don't have to know anything about to watch.
I kind of like the first act and the last act. The middle act kind of just.
The middle act's what lost me. Like the whole beach thing at the beginning, I was like, okay, this is pretty interesting. And then it just kind of lulls forever. And you're like, what? I don't get it.
And I know that there's people that love it and think it's the greatest thing ever. Or maybe they don't think it's the greatest thing ever. But it's okay. Like again, it didn't keep my attention long
enough.
That's
the problem. There's too much stuff to watch that you go. Do I want to keep watching this?
Well, sometimes. So
because I know I'm trying to find time to watch that show that Chris suggested us. Saw.
Present tense.
Saw. Oh no! I'm watching all these Saw movies, and it's nothing like Chris talked about.
I'm on the season finale right now. I have that one left episode.
I am going to watch. I still have to finish. I still have to catch. What am I talking about? Finish. I have to catch up with. All Mankind.
Oh right.
Oh yeah.
For whatever reason,
the dude from All Mankind is in Suicide Squad.
Is he?
Yeah.
He was also in The Killing. If we're thinking about the same guy.
He's also in Altered Carbon.
He's a great actor, but The Killing. Come on, can we?
He's not that great of an actor, I don't think. But
really, you're talking about the tall guy. The tall guy.
Yeah. I don't think he's that great of an actor. I think he's kind of shitty, actually.
Really, I think he's a great actor. But, you know, like I said, the problem with The Killing is they just went on to drag it out.
Oh, yeah. Dang, that's your neighbor girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, I was keeping that on the down low earlier, and you just my phone's ran way over there. I was keeping that quiet.
Sorry, I was distracted by all of that.
I took that photo forever ago. It was like, yeah.
You took that photo? Did you take that photo?
No, I didn't take that photo.
All right.
So she sent that photo. I was going to
say, if you took that photo, you absolutely have already had sex with her.
I'm curious. Did she send that photo?
No, because we're Instagram friends.
Oh, you told it. Well played. Well played.
No judgment.
Yeah, Nick, I would invite her over.
No, she's pretty cool. She's pretty chill. I mean, I've never, aside from my ex-girlfriend, she's probably the number two most minimalist person I've ever met. You know,
minimalist. Oh, wow.
As in, like, living. Like,
has she had her shots?
No, she. That's where we differ. Yeah, like she's an anti-vaxxer. Yeah.
I didn't want to say anything, but I was looking at her going. She's an anti-vaxxer. I can just
delete the profile.
Oh my gosh.
she's pretty nice though. But like I told you guys, like the day she moved in, I had already met her once, and she's like, "Hey, when I get here with my mattress, will you help me like put it in my bed?" And I was like, "Sure." And she has her mattress duct taped to the top of her car, sheets and all. And I was like, I looked at her. I was like, "You left the sheets on the mattress?" She's like, "I got another set." I was like, "But still, you duct taped." The sheets with the mattress to the top of your car. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, okay. So I get the mattress off. I'm digging it in the house. We throw it on the floor. I go, all right, where's your box spring? Ready. Where's your mattress? Where's all this stuff? and she goes, no, this is it.
Sorry, Randy ruined it because he said no vax, no Lego.
Yeah, that's right. No Lego. Lego Mago.
Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, so. But like, it just made me laugh because, like, it was just a. I mean, it's all when you're 20, you know, if you're 20, you know, I get like you just have a mattress and it's on the floor, but that's how she lives. And I was like, wow, like you really don't have anything. She has
a couple red flags.
She has a mattress, a fold out chair, and a cat. And I'm like,
okay. Ooh, three strikes. you should have fucking led with the cat.
The cat could attack you.
I had nothing against cats. I'm not a cat person. I would never own a cat, but I had nothing against them. But like we share a huge garbage can, you know, to take out to the street. And I never have had a neighbor before until now. And the first time she threw out trash, I walked outside and I was like, "What the fuck is that smell?"
like the FBI going through her trash?
No, you could just smell. You could smell all the cat vomit and shit. Coming out of the
there's nothing trash can, there's, you know? There's nothing worse than cat
pee. Yeah, and that's what I mean. It's just like the smell, like, oh my god. I was like, thank god I'm moving. I can't deal with
ammonia
that.
Smell.
Yeah, the ammonia smell. Yeah.
I've played hockey
Matt's
with
Matt's just silent on this because
I want to say something, but I'm just not.
I have played hockey with people that they leave their bag open to air it out and they have cats and the cats pee up because it's like a natural thing. The cats will pee on the equipment, and you're like going, oh my god, dude, you need to sit on the other side of the bench. Clean your equipment because it's and you can never get that smell out. That cat pee smell is in your equipment because hockey equipment stinks anyway.
Yeah,
but you add cat pee to it, it's like you're like, it's like worse than not being vaccinated. You're like, okay, you need to be more than 6 feet away from me because it smells so bad. I mean, I we used to have this guy we called Caveman that played in our league, and the people go, why don't you cover him? I go, have you smelled him? I go, I'm not. You're on your own. I'm not going to come for him because he stinks so bad. But I guess he was like a triple black belt, whatever they call it. So I was like, well, I'm not going to fuck with him. But I go, but he stinks bad. So I would be like, okay, he scored on me. I go, sucks for you. I'm not touching him. I don't know what's on him. It's because people don't clean their equipment.
Yeah. Got to clean that equipment. Keep it clean.
Hey. I can remember one time I left my equipment in the back of my wife's trunk, and then she parked it on top of this. She parked on top of the upper deck parking. The sun's beating on that trunk all day long. She gets in the car. She almost killed me because it was so bad.
The trunk's not a euphemism, is it?
No, it's trunk.
He left Jack, it junk
Jack,
in the trunk.
Exactly. Jack likes a little junk in the trunk.
That sun was just beating down on that.
You gotta do what you gotta do to make ends meet. But no, I'm just saying it's because hockey equipment, like I said, if you go in a locker room with hockey equipment, it is a bad place to be.
It is.
It stinks because people don't. They just what they do is they finish the game and they put their stuff in the bag, zip it up, and wait till next week. See, Sherry knows.
Mm-hmm.
It smells like shit. It's so bad.
Yeah, it reminds me of college. Just like one of the dudes I lived down the hall from played hockey in college, and that's all you could smell was his just fucking shitty laundry. And he was and he dipped, so he'd leave all his empty tins of dip out. So you get that smell, that waft of sweaty balls plus wintergreen skull mingling together and having a baby
and a hint of Gold Bond.
Oh yes, Gold Bond all day.
The guy that's playing is dripping his chew. I'm not playing defense on this guy.
Chris, did you see that? It was 3 weeks ago. It was a Barstool Sports thing where it was talking about how Purdue. They allowed too many people to come in their freshman class, so they actually ran out of dorm space. So they've taken a normal building and turned it into a makeshift dorm for the upcoming freshman class, and it's literally just cubicles
for football. And,
oh my god!
No, for regular students, and it was one of those, where if you've ever experienced dorm life. You know the horrors that's going to come from that situation.
That's fucking awful. What college is this?
They're just like Purdue. Small.
Purdue. At Purdue?
At Purdue, yeah.
Boilermakers? Fucking money. What they do? I remember my friend from high school went to BU. She went to BU, the girl that I went to high school with.
I knew someone went to BO.
Her boyfriend and I would go and visit her in Boston every once in a while and just party with all of our friends and stuff. And that the incoming freshman class of 1998, right, at BU, they had the same overpopulation problem. So I think BU did the right thing. They fucking bought the Howard Johnson Hotel next door to one of their dorms, and they converted the entire hotel into a dorm.
That would work, yeah.
It worked perfectly. She had a sick ass room
in the morning.
But yeah, the guy for Barstool Sports though was just cracking my ass up though because he has that Boston kind of.
How big are the dorms?
He's a douchebag. Dave Portnoy.
They're all douches, but they're cubicles basically, Jack. Especially you had like a shelf and a bed, a cot. And he's like, I can't do that.
That's flying first class.
He's like, imagine you go out all night, you get you a girl back in, it's like you're over there just laying pipe. He's like, and then the guy next to you is like, shut up. He's like, it's just right there next to you. He's like, and never mind your clothes. Your clothes are fucking gone. You might as well just Amazon new underwear in every week because all your shit is
stolen. How are you going to pipe in like PlayStation and an Xbox?
Right. Who's stealing underwear? I can think of a lot of things I'd want to steal.
But I know. Underwear? I would never steal underwear. That'd be no, it's still it gross. Left. Yeah.
I mean, it's like,
T-shirts is probably the more accurate.
Hey, my boys are here. I don't want your boys touching my.
That just doesn't sound. Real, like there, it sounds like so many violations in not only code but fucking dignity.
I think there's like an age limit, like up to about like what 5-7. Like at some point you're like cognizant of like, no, I don't want this kid's underwear. No, I don't care what I was. I was like, that I'll just go commando.
No, hold on a second. I was that day one. I'm not sharing my diaper with that kid.
That's definitely how you could keep people out of your cubicle is you're just laying naked on your cot the entire time, just like, what's up, guys.
Well, and these people are probably being charged like room and board.
Oh,
right?
No doubt. Yeah.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? I would drop out of college. College is not that important.
So what you're doing? Taking a room, right? You're just saying, and they're just boxing it into.
Yeah, like I'll try to find it and send it to you guys because it was a while back, and they put up so many every day. But it was just it's basically just a long ass like office room, and they just. Put up these fake walls, and it's just a cubicle. That's all.
When a military barracks has better accommodations than your college dorm does, it might be time to look at a different school. Yeah. That's fucking terrible.
I've seen Full Metal Jacket. I don't know if that's true.
At least there's space between.
They're all in one big room, aren't they?
Next thing you know, they're all gonna have like one shared fax machine, so everyone's got a printer, so they got to pop out their cubicle and walk down the dorm.
because that's what kept me out of the military. Because I've seen all the movies where they're shitting and there's no divider. And it's like I got to sit there and look at the guys next to me shitting. I don't want to see that.
How did you grow up in the 60s and 70s and not have that experience? I had that experience in high school, and I was in the 90s.
I grew up in San Diego. We had class. Oh,
that's true. You guys are prudes.
Yeah, you guys use corn hobs and you know corn cobs.
Now that's stereotype.
But it's proven.
No wonder you got banned on Twitter.
It's proven to work.
Don't throw that corn cob away.
Jack's been banned from Twitter once in his life, and he's been nearly banned from this podcast about a dozen.
He's been kicked off a couple times.
He's been silenced.
Don't throw that corn cob away. You can use that later on.
Go ahead.
Speaking of Full Metal Jacket, though, like the guy, you know, that shoots himself,
Gomer Pyle.
I did not know that. I learned that not too long ago, is that the next role he took was Adventures in Babysitting. He was the mechanic. You know, that was
really?
He lost over 60-something pounds in like a month from going from Full Metal Jacket to Adventures in Babysitting.
And he's also been in
Men in Black.
I need some sugar water.
Yeah, he was Men in Black, and he was also in the TV
show.
He's
in NCYS or whatever.
You were on the right track.
NCYS, NCIS.
No. It was in Law and Order.
Yeah.
The
Newton Gang, Newton Boys. I always like that one too. Which is McConaughey and a lot of good actors in that one.
All right.
We got to mention Sherry's comment here before Sherry.
We don't have to. It's not Russia.
No. We do.
This isn't the Taliban.
So I'll read it. So my roommate in college only showered once a week. She smelled so bad she would use Right Guard all over herself and her clothes instead of showering.
If they're in front of the net, they're on their own.
Jerry, we need a little bit more clarification on this. Is it because it was a communal shower, or just because she was just unhygienic?
Was it the spray Right Guard?
Also, well, the fact that someone is getting Right Guard all over themselves, I'm pretty sure it's non-hygienic.
I used to use Right Guard.
I did too.
On your armpit, not your stomach.
I used to use the spray and the roll-on because.
Yeah.
Well, the spray.
I did the spray for a long time. Yeah.
No, speaking of deodorant,
I don't want to kill the ozone.
I tried out the deodorant you all have probably seen in your social feeds, the Dr. Squatch.
When did you become something?
I've not done the
Dr. Squatch.
I've always said y'all. Y'all is such a fucking
Nick.
Y'all is a great fucking word.
You heard it too, right, Matt?
It's the one thing that I will agree with the South on is that the use of y'all is just so fucking convenient. I use it all the time up here in the North.
It's a contraction of ye y'all.
Well, I'm contracting you all. So, you all, everybody.
That's a common misconception.
That's fine. Whatever. It works.
Matt, are you channeling something I said before about the
No, y'all, just y'all? We probably have talked about y'all.
I try out the you see those ads for Dr. Squatch. I know you guys have seen those. So they sell soaps and deodorants and shit. Their soap's fucking awesome. And they're not one of our sponsors. So I'm not gonna give them too much cred. But their soaps are pretty great. So if you want to check them out, you should. But I tried their deodorant, which is like the all natural deodorant.
Yeah.
Which I really like the idea of because it actually kind of rids your body of all the aluminum you're putting up in your pits.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
But the problem was first of all, the positives. It smells fucking fantastic. It's probably one of the best smelling deodorants I've ever tried. But the significant negative for me though was that
you sweat right through it.
No, I actually did it right because they put arrowroot powder in it to help absorb some of the moisture.
Okay.
The problem I had with it was it left a fucking terrible film on my shirts, not just the deodorant lines, it was like a hardened, almost plastic resin.
Is it white?
Yeah. No, it wasn't white. It was cloudy. I should say it was definitely cloudy. But it would come out of my clothes. But I would have to sit there and literally scrub out the armpits of my clothes to get it out.
Nick's taking off his pants. This is awesome.
Yeah.
For everybody that's just listening,
the girl next door came by and said, "Hey, I don't got shots, but hey,
can you help me move my other sheets?"
But I'm not vaccinated. But
or hey, my cat pissed on my pillowcase. You got any extras?
Sherry writes in with some more information. She was unhygienic. It was the spray. I came home from work and opened the door to our room, and a blue cloud billowed out.
Gross. Apparently,
she didn't go to the college where the blue cloud was, you know, smoking some kind bud, right? So,
can I just say I'm glad they got rid of the spray. That was, I mean,
obviously I like the spray from time to time.
I use the spray now.
Yeah.
What? It was bad for the environment. It was killing the ozone.
So
I will tell you that the spray is helpful if you ever injure your arm and you cannot lift your arm up.
Look, we're not talking about going sledding.
Yeah.
Well, no, because
so Chris, I agree. Like so Jack was kind of curious about it. So a couple years ago, you know, they you know, studies is that a lot of the leading anti-breast, that's right.
You said breast. You know it.
Damn it.
Give me a kiss, Matt.
Perspirant. Perspirant. Yeah. You know, they contain aluminum, which will make you not sweat in high activities, but the aluminum gets absorbed by your body, which is leading to Alzheimer's after long-term use as aluminum in your brain.
I should have stopped a while ago.
Yeah, you should have. So a lot of the companies now are going to aluminum-free deodorants. They're not as good because they're just deodorants. They're not actually you'll still sweat. But especially like for everyday use, if you're just sitting in the house or an office, it's great to use those. I have not used Dr. Sasquatch like Chris was talking about. I tried one called Alpha Bravo or something.
Bravo. Alpha Bravo.
And that one was okay, but it was really sticky. My arm often stuck to my body, so I didn't like it as much. The one I've been using for the last probably 6 months is called Native. And it's pretty good. You will sweat a little bit, but you smell fantastic.
Native. Okay.
Hey, can I ask you? I had a question here for Nick, and I can't remember what it was. What are the people in the Old West? Because my wife always she'll watch a Western with me, and she'll go, "Those people probably stink."
Yeah.
What do they use for dinner?
It's the same as like you notice how they eat a lot of beans in the West, but yet they don't fart for some reasons. That's why Blazing Saddles.
Well, no, Blazing Saddles. They did it. Yeah.
Exactly.
But what about the deodorant? I mean, what about the
Tell us about the deodorant.
They didn't have deodorant back then. But that's not like
they use like.
If you're not really being active, I'm saying, but if you're not really being active in a day, you should use the non-aluminum deodorant.
I don't give a fuck about that. I'm talking about
if you're going to go sports or hiking, then use an aluminum deodorant. But like,
does it have aluminum in it?
Aluminium. That's right. No,
okay.
It's not.
Okay.
It says it right. You can't really see it, but it says it.
But seriously, what right are they?
Oh, you're right. It says
aluminum free.
Aluminium free. Okay.
It says it contains capric triglyceride, magnesium hydroxychloride, ozocarite, baking soda, coconut oil, cyclodextrin, shea butter, glucose, probiotics, and tapioca starch.
Have you ever
done I will not take the vaccine.
Exactly. That could hurt me. Have you ever gone to work and go, oh, fuck, I forgot to put deodorant on?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
You get so – I actually smell and sweat worse than those days because I'm already freaking the fuck out about my pits.
Yeah, you're a sweater, right?
Yeah, I sweat.
See, what I used to do at the rink is I used to have an extra thing upstairs in case I forgot.
Like a shower?
No, well, we had showers there too. But I had deodorant. I had a locker room. I just would go up there and put the deodorant on.
I'm buying some of this Native, dude.
Yeah, like I said, you will. I mean, if you're a heavy sweater, Chris, then you probably will sweat through it after about 4 or 5 hours. But
it's fine.
It's fine. Yeah, like
Chris sweats like he's being.
I'll say I actually don't. I actually don't sweat too much. I mean.
Yeah, you're a sweater.
You know what I've been sweating about though?
I don't know.
I've been like, really sweating about some adjectives and verbs and nouns. That's right. It's times four.
Are you going to do it back to back weeks? I mean, come on.
Yeah, man. Totally.
Are we done with the show?
Yeah, no. It's almost 11.
I'm prepping.
Well, for you, Chris, it's.
I'm prepping us. I'm getting the names early. And
are we doing an? Are we doing an extra one?
I don't know what we're doing.
You're the fucking producer.
Well, we could do an extra one if you want to, but I was just going to actually just get the adjectives, adverbs, and nouns, and then let you guys talk in the show. But we can
just
do it.
Just give me nouns.
Okay. First up is an adjective. An adjective. Need any kind of adjective at all.
So. Smelly.
COVID.
COVID's not an adjective.
I just threw it out there.
Twitter. No. Twitter. I'll accept that.
Well, sure, you'll accept Twitter because they hate me.
Well, yeah.
Well, I don't feel like putting COVID on any of our patrons.
Was it wrong?
I'm the filter.
Was it wrong the last time I said sent my reply, my appeal in? I said, I'm friends with Tom Cruise and Maria Shriver. That doesn't help.
I think you're just going deeper down the rabbit hole of Twitter. Like, they're just like, this guy's loony.
But I am. They're close personal friends.
You are loony. Give me an adjective. Another adjective.
COVID.
COVID's not an adjective. We're not giving COVID.
I'm going to say dirty because here's why. I just saw Matt's private chat, and dude, that's the dirtiest thing you've ever fucking said.
I read that somewhere. I didn't say that.
I mean, I'm kind of appalled, and I'm from Boston.
Whoa. I read that.
Jesus, you.
I read this on one of our listeners.
I didn't see it, Chris, but man.
Like, he does have a point.
He's spot on. But you don't put it down.
He's just the one who said it out loud. In a private chat.
I read that somewhere. It's not.
I hated that I copied and pasted. You're lucky I have fucking Twitter.
Okay, I need another verb, and it can't be related to what I just said.
COVID.
Another verb? We're gonna go with
God put
strutting, which is what I'll be doing when I get my armpits smelling like fucking key lime and sugar. Dude, the fucking scents on this website are bananas.
Oh, they are
sweet peach and nectar.
Ooh,
midnight
like that one.
Jasmine and sage.
No, I like the peach one.
Coconut and
vanilla. Do you guys ever use deodorant in other places?
The current one I'm at, they send you variety packs if you want, Chris. Like the one I'm using.
Yeah. Wait, timeout. Did we just roll over what Matt just said?
We definitely just rolled over. What'd you say?
What did you say?
Say it, Matt.
Do you guys use deodorant on other parts of your body other than your pits?
Yeah, I do. I've got fucking ball deodorizer. It's fantastic.
No, but he's talking about like a normal, like, would you spray Right Guard on your balls?
No, I actually have specific shit to put on my balls.
But what I'm saying is, he was saying, Matt, am I correct? You're saying like a normal deodorant.
Yeah.
Would you put that on your balls?
Would you put that
on
your...
Okay. I would not.
I mean, if you had to spray...
What about your belly or your feet?
Your belly? Your feet? What the fuck, man?
Some people do have sweaty feet.
I can remember... Have you ever put like a Bengay or something like that on your like a groin area and it hits the balls?
No,
it's a common gag in high school.
Can I tell you this? Never put water on it; it makes it worse.
Oh.
I injured my groin playing hockey one time, and I was trying to play early. I shouldn't.
Thank you, Jack. The next time someone gets really close to my ball sack with a thing of tube of Bengay, I will make sure that he does not have a cup of water in the other hand before I knock him the fuck out.
I did it to myself, and I was like. I said, okay, I put the cream on there. I said, okay, that feels better. But then it got too close to my balls. So I took my water bottle and sprayed it. Oh, my God, I couldn't get off the ice fast enough. Anyway.
I think they should make a rape spray like that, you know? Like spray it on.
Fuck.
If someone's coming at you.
You should have thought through that sentence before you started with.
How do you have a Twitter?
There's this dude on TikTok that does duets with other people's videos. He's like this cowboy looking dude.
And I know that guy.
And he watches the video. He gets like, okay. Then someone says some stupid shit like Matt just did, and he goes, "What?"
Those are the best videos.
I don't think for those listening at home, Matt meant that in the context and tone.
He should be banned from Twitter.
What?
I'll just gloss over that. You guys got another adjective?
Fucking
COVID.
Criminal.
Criminal is criminal an adjective?
Criminally.
Criminally would be like an adverb, like criminally adjusted or
illegally. No, nope, that's also an adverb.
Randy is corrected here, and let's see what Sherry say.
Old stupid theory that you should spray antiperspirant on jock itch. Bad idea. It burns.
Oh. Well, speaking of jock itch, anybody got a name?
COVID.
Itchy.
I'm not fucking giving
itchy.
COVID.
Itchy's your adjective.
Okay, thank you.
There's nothing worse than when your balls are burning. I'm sorry. There's nothing worse. It's like I said, I've been there.
Nick, you haven't said a single damn Matt Lib.
Because he's calling the anti-vaxxer.
That's not true. No. I said the first one.
I think he's calling the police on Matt.
I can't ask Jack anymore. I can't ask Jack anymore. So
What?
Because you're just gonna say COVID.
You don't know that.
What do you want? What do you want, Matt?
My balls are burning.
A noun.
Yeah, noun.
COVID.
COVID is a noun.
It is a noun, but we're not.
No. You can't deny that. That's not the rules. Burning balls is the title. Well, you know, John, it's burning balls, the title, but it'll come up.
I'm going to go with
May My Balls.
With Musk? Ooh, nice.
Musk.
Ooh.
By Fabergé. Nice. You cheap motherfuckers. That's an Eddie Murphy joke.
It's a $10 stick of deodorant. Does it last long?
Is Musk a noun? Yeah. Is Musk a thing?
You can
Musketeer? Musketeer?
Musk, yeah.
Musk.
I'd say, I put it on, I put it on the morning when I got out of the shower, Chris, and I got four of these in a variety pack.
I thought you were going to say something else.
And I want to say I bought these back in January. So I've Yeah, so I'm on, I think, my third.
What, are you in stock in the company?
So it lasts quite a while.
No, because there's something like the Squatch deodorant, and then we're just completely going off of the rails with the
Squatch deodorant.
Squash.
Squash.
Deodorant.
Squash.
The deodorant.
The sticks are not big, and it's a twist up, and it's like a little, like a, like a cylindrical twist up.
They're like a standard, yeah.
And I went through like one in like maybe 2 weeks.
What's it called?
Yeah. I mean, you might put on more than I do.
I might.
Well, he's hairy fucking bits. He's put on a lot.
See, I don't. Yeah.
What's the deodorant called again?
Do a little trim. Do a little
native.
Native. Okay. Is that? Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Native is the name of the deodorant, Jack. Native.
Okay. That could be because we still don't have a name for the Washington football team. Just saying.
All right. Well, how about back to the Mad Libs?
Okay. Thank you. How about a verb? I need another verb.
Fruit by Fabergé, you cheap motherfucker.
Costco?
Constipated. No, he said
that's actually not a verb. That would be
constipated.
A noun.
Nick, that's a noun.
Is that a noun? Is that a
yes,
noun?
Nick. It's a person, place, or thing. You're constipated. It's a thing.
Nick constipated.
We need a verb.
Fine. Sharding.
Right. John, have you
remembered? Yeah, sharding. Sharding. Sharding for sure.
John, do you remember the Eddie Murphy routine where he did the brute
by fuck. Brain? I just remembered. Again, these are to describe people, the listeners. Fuck.
Yeah.
These are people that pay your salary, buddy. These are people that say, hey, we want Chris here every week.
I fucking totally forgot about that. Fuck. Sorry.
Well, you're that's stoned. You're
that's
stoned.
Okay. Yeah, they won't mind.
Are you stoned?
They're not even listening.
Randy, I think Randy's actually trying to participate now. He said, can we just juggle.
Should we bring Randy into the chat? Should we bring him onto the show?
Why?
Who are you?
It's 11 o'clock.
We're wrapping up the show.
Didn't
he write us an email?
Yeah.
I'm going to send Randy the link. Randy, are you ready?
No.
What do you mean no?
Wait, we're not putting Randy on the show at this
Randy's
time.
Never been he could have camera shyness. You know, he could just freeze up.
He even said no.
He said no.
Did not contribute. I mean, he's got an email. What do you mean?
He didn't contribute.
He's like, Chris fuck Farley off. In front he's, of he, Paul McCartney.
He's just like, I want to sit here and listen. I don't want to participate.
Yeah.
Well, we brought JP.
How can he like make fun of us and shit?
When we were down, man.
He just wants to be the sideline heckler. He doesn't want to be front.
All right.
And he fucking knows his lane. He does a good job.
At this point, you sound like
it's 3-4.
I got it. All right. You win. All right.
COVID, Jack. COVID.
Look,
give me a verb.
He has all COVID. The attention he wants on the side over there. He doesn't want Chris interrupting him every 5 seconds.
Shrink.
You can't recover from that kind of mental
shrink
anguish.
Is the verb.
Camera shrinkage.
Shrink. I'm going to make it.
I think I get the whole Chris interruptus thing. That's it's a little bit overrated. I mute myself.
You did have like a 5-minute rant on the coronavirus earlier, and Matt got all pissed. He's like, I haven't talked in like 5 minutes.
And I had to write down what I wanted to say because I didn't want to forget.
And I didn't. Well, here's the thing, though. I didn't interrupt somebody. I just started and didn't stop.
How could you interrupt somebody? You shut up.
That's true. How about a noun?
COVID.
Okay, I'm putting it in there, but you know, the patron that gets this, that's on.
No,
that's
no, on no, chat. Don't do COVID. Don't do COVID.
Why? We talked for 50 minutes about
this
COVID.
Is about one of our listeners, one of our patrons.
Yeah, all right.
One of them is already going to have to shart at some point.
So. Poop.
Teabag.
Poop. Poop is better than teabag.
Okay.
Depends on the context.
And one last one. Adjective. I need an adjective.
Matt.
This is the last time I do these math.
Harry.
Matt is a pain in the ass.
That's a statement. He's an asteroid.
That wasn't a noun. That was a declaration, Jack.
Hey, whatever it is, man, I don't give a fuck.
Well, on that note, it's been great.
Hey, can I just say, though, Matt, that your background tonight is outstanding. That thing you do.
It's okay. I wanted something snappy.
No, none of this lover's lament crap.
You know what, Matt? I quit, Matt.
Ironically, you'll be really, back.
Jack, do you want to quit? I mean, all you've got is this now, considering you're banned on everything else.
You know what's really cool about that movie is everything wrong, just Jack. Keeps going up. like that whole movie is just up.
Like the bass player's erection?
No, like it just like the trajectory of that movie, just everything that goes on with them, it just keeps building
The perfect. Be honest with you, it's the perfect movie.
That would be Galaxy.
Back to the Future.
No, I've told Tom Hanks
in person.
And well, he used to be, you know, anyway.
Yeah, but on Twitter, you know, now with Twitter and everything, you lost all your connections. I had all of these DMs of his.
People are sending me DMs and like, what the fuck happened to you? So I have people on Facebook going, did you quit Twitter? I go, no. Twitter quit me. So
Jack, you should demand your return and with the addition of a blue check mark.
You know, I thought about that. But Jay said I should hire a lawyer.
Why? Seriously?
To sue. I mean, this is bullshit. Again, did I read the list of who's on Twitter? The Taliban, O.J. Simpson, Matt, Sherry Teague.
Yeah, I like how you're going to go to Matt. He's a podcaster. If you met him, you know he's a dick.
You're my ace in the hole because once I said Matt, that's like, okay, we get it. We get it.
Yeah.
He's a dick. He's an asshole.
Trey Hollingsworth. Man, give it a rest.
Who's your tech? Who's Trey Hollingsworth?
No, I'm just...
Did you curiosity, Jack?
Yes,
what would you sue for? I'm kind of hung up
emotional
on
emotional distress. Because
Jack,
the fucking Taliban is on
anybody
Twitter.
Should if anybody we should sue for emotional distress.
Touchdown, San Diego. No, the Taliban is on
seriously. What would you sue them under? What grounds? What would you sue for? Just for discrimination?
It's the only case you can make is discrimination.
It is discrimination.
And what would your terms be?
I'm not a fucking lawyer. They can figure. I'm paying the lawyer to figure it out.
So would you?
Because
my question: Are you going to seek financial repercussions?
Yes,
or are you looking for billions. Like I want to sue you to let me get back on the service, and you'll forever be known as the guy that sued to get back on?
I'm asking for billions.
Well, first you'd have to make the case.
I lost my hair because of it. All my hair fell out.
First, you'd have to say that one, it's a quote from someone else, and then two, you'd have
to
show
it's not a quote from someone else. It's just what we all said. I said it. I used to say.
Well, Jack, you kind of so lose a little.
Now you're hurting your case. Now,
yeah.
Taliban is on Twitter. Taliban.
But you need to show other users,
right?
Showing more offensive and hurtful language than what you're saying.
O.J. Simpson killed two people.
I guarantee you, if you search the depths and dungeons of Twitter, you could probably find somebody else.
The
depths dungeons. And the dungeons of Twitter.
The depths and dungeons of Twitter. Okay.
I was drinking a fucking drink and I was talking at the same time. Sorry.
So if you go, you cannot do anything cool on this show ever, or you're gonna be roasted. Right.
So do a search, Jack. I can guarantee you that somewhere on Twitter, the exact same quote, probably with even more context, it was probably tweeted by somebody.
Well, again, like I said,
have you searched for it? Have you searched for it? Oh, you can't.
No, I can't because But no, he's a congressman.
Yeah, like they've gotten to the hour 30-minute mark, and they're like, oh, geez, is he going to give us any juicy details about Twitter? They've checked out. Nobody from Twitter's listening to this show. Of course you have another Twitter account right now that you're using.
Fuck, Matt. Why so angry?
I'm not angry. I just...
Yeah, it just seemed angry. I mean, it's just like,
he's full of rage. Oh, man.
Jeez. Yeah, all right. I'm...
Look at him. Like he's steaming right now. Look at him. Look at him. Yeah, he's faking it all. Look at him. Like, I'm not mad.
Well, on that note, what do you guys want to do? You guys want to call it quits here and do a bonus episode?
I could go on forever until you got upset.
I'm going to bed.
Chris.
Dude, I feel like garbage. I have the worst. Yeah, this right here.
And to be fair, you look like garbage.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm trying to help.
You look like warm garbage.
What allergies are hitting in August?
Fucking ragweed up here.
Oh,
ragweed.
But which crazy is, it took me 40 or 41, I think I had a little bit last year, but like 40-ish years for me to develop any type of seasonal allergy at all. And they're fucking awful. I get the commercials now. It makes sense.
I get to back you up because I think in California I had 3 headaches in my whole life. Ugh. For 40 years. I have them every day now.
Yeah.
When you look up your nose, your sinuses,
I hate the state. I hate the South. And I didn't want to say that because Nick was here. But God damn it. The South is killing me. Killing me slowly. Killing me. I don't know how they fought so long in the Civil War with all those allergies. Figure at one point they'd be like, okay, we give up. Our allergies are killing us.
Think about all the Yankees that came down. We're like, fuck, it's hot. What the fuck? Why are we fighting down here?
That is true. You had Reggie Jackson going, it's too hot down here.
Mm-hmm. Well, on that note.
He's a Dodger.
Reggie Jackson?
We will.
He was an A and a Yankee. What the fuck, man?
That's right. I thought he was a Dodger.
Let's go ahead.
He was never a Dodger.
Okay, go ahead. You guys talk.
He should have been a Padre.
Was he an Angel?
Yes, he was an Angel.
See, that's what I'm thinking. I knew he was down in LA.
Okay, Reggie Jackson was never technically an Angel, but he played for the Angels.
Yeah, see?
He used the Padres to jack up his contract with the Yankees. That's what people did back then. Because Ray Kroc, the owner of McDonald's, owned the Padres back then. And what would happen is these players would say, oh, yeah, I want to play for the Padres. And they would jack up the price and go play for another team. Anyway, I'm not complaining. Go ahead. I don't want to get – Matt has that look like he's a serial killer, which he is.
He wants to read his Mad Libs.
We know there's dead bodies next door.
Oh, we got it. We got to do the Mad Libs. And, I almost forgot about our one email.
Jack's piano is back.
Randy had wrote in what? And
when you lift up your cup, the piano green screen from your cup.
Oh,
there you go. See,
it's like the leftovers.
Yeah, there you go. There's your grand piano. See.
Okay, so Randy writes in the birds and the bees in tribute to
and the
fat
flowers and the trees. I'm sorry.
You're stepping on Randy's words, not mine. Yeah, Randy's right. Words. Randy is hurt by that. He joins us every week. Randy writes in, the birds and the bees, in tribute to fat baby Matt, small babies may be delivered by storks, but large babies require a crane. Oh, that sounds like it's pretty dead.
What's the rest of the email?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Right. Large babies, crane. It's a crane. So. Anyway, if you like what we do, and why do you?
Why do you? That's a very good question.
We appreciate everyone that joins us live in the chat with both comments, suggestions,
yeah,
jokes.
We'll probably get a few emails from the CDC from this.
Probably this cease and desist.
Are we
going to
send
Twitter?
Are we getting any emails from your next door neighbor?
Nope.
Why would I need to email her? I can just go over and knock on her door.
No, I'm saying she sent us an email saying, "Screw you! I don't need a shot." And she's not wrong.
I don't think she's listening to this podcast.
Oh, she will
so,
be.
So, if you want to write in to us about everything that we got wrong on this show and more, send your email to rcadcast@gmail.com. go over to jandjack.com. Become
Chris
a
is surfing the net right now.
Looking up help us out.
I'm buying deodorant.
See? Good call.
None of these other guys have done a great job of selling the show, so why should I?
We're selling deodorant.
I know. We've sold a lot. So much deodorant. But for those patrons...
That could be a shirt. Ramblecast deodorant.
But for those patrons that make this show possible, I'd like to thank Dirty Tax Strutting.
Wait. Okay. I think COVID would have been funnier, but go ahead.
Yeah. I randomize all of this, you know.
Aren't you going to show them up so Chris can read them?
I was just going to read them.
It's not as good as when you read them. Sorry.
Chris, do you want to read these for me? So.
Holy crap! What the hell is that?
Man, that is some sexual frustration.
See. Dirty tack.
I did not expect that to land as well as it did.
I don't really know what the guys are laughing about. So I'll just continue with this. I'll just continue with the patron names.
Go ahead.
I held up a drawing and then it just got all Eckhart's Twitter, which didn't really go anywhere, but he's got a smelly Richter. Ed the Itchy Musk, Shrinking Maggie's Poop, which sounds like an action adventure movie. Shrinking Maggie's Poop.
Nothing wrong with having shrinking poop.
Joanne with the sharding hairy jugglers. There you go. Those are the names. Not the best, not as great as last week. So
not even close. Probably the worst.
Probably the worst, but we'll do something new next week.
And even Sherry was laughing at the
It was fun. I got to tell you, Nick, it was funny. I just almost lost it. I'm sorry, Matt, but it was funny.
I guess we were all thinking it. I just said it.
No, I wouldn't even think it. That's what was funny.
I wasn't thinking it, but I was that was fucking funny.
You just caught me off guard, and it was so funny. Funny for everyone but Matt, but it was funny.
This is what they were laughing at?
No, yep. it was the comment that was.
It was the close up slow mo of
the intricacies of all the drawing,
Like the pulsation of the wavelengths there. And
you guys get off on some weird shit, man.
Hey, yes,
whatever,
you do.
Whatever it takes, man. I'm old, you know. I gotta do what I gotta do. That thing you do.
All right, I'm pulling the show over. Kids pulling are in now. Good night, everyone.
It's always good to pull out our.
Thanks, everyone, though, for joining us live, and we'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
This was an okay show.
Yeah. 1 and 2.